This is Travel with Rick Steves, and our guest is James Gardner. He's written Buenos Aires, The Biography of a City, and he wrote it to share his admiration for how this city has earned its reputation as one of the great capitals of the world. James, if you could give me just a quick sweep on the history. You got the Golden Age, 1880 to 1920, and then you got the Peron years and the Falkland War and crazy inflation, and then they got over their dictatorship, and they've got democracy. Give me just a thumbnail kind of modern history of the city.
Well, put it this way. Since the expulsion of the Spanish and the Declaration of Independence in the 1820s, you had the government more or less run by wealthy, responsible, technocratic oligarchs. That might not sound good, but they were responsible and they ran things pretty well. Then in the 1930s, you had the first military coup, and that changed everything. And that led to Peron in 1946. So for the next 50 years, everything was off kilter, and there was this constant back and forth between something like democracy and military dictatorships. That ended in 1983. And of course, in 1983, no one knew that that was the end. They just thought, well, this might just be one other episode of democracy, and then there will be dictatorship again. But when democracy was reestablished in 1983, it seems to have endured, and you do have problems, and you do have corruption and hyperinflation, but democracy has survived. And the present administration of Mauricio Macri seems to me, though perhaps not to everyone, but it seems to me a highly competent, efficient, technocratic regime that's trying to run things fairly responsibly.
James, we were talking about the city's pride and how it sort of created this sort of, we're a grand city, even though it's in the middle of some vast plains and it's modeled after European cities. You also write about how in Buenos Aires, nostalgia is like an institution. How is nostalgia part of the personality of the city?
Buenos Aires, like New York, like London and Paris, has this almost arrogant self-regard. It has this deep sense of its own traditions, right? Mm-hmm. And we expect that from Paris or London or New York, but we might be surprised to find it in Buenos Aires. So if you go to the bookstores, and by the way, let me just say in passing that per capita, there are more bookstores in Buenos Aires than in any other city in the world. But if you go to their bookstores, you see all sorts of books about the traditions, the vanished cafes, the history of the trolley cars that used to exist there. Strange enough, what you don't find are overall histories of the city, which is one of the reasons I wrote this book. In terms of the nostalgia, everyone there is intensely conscious of their history going back 200 or 400 years. And this also contributes to that sense I was speaking about of Buenos Aires being an infinite city, a center of the universe, at least according to its own terms. It has this very rich sense of where it came from and how it evolved.
Talking about where it came from and how it evolved, it goes back 500 years, founded in just after the 1500s.
Correct.
Does anything survive from the 16th century?
Well, one really big thing survives, which is the grid. The grid, as it exists today, is exactly as it was set forth by Juan de Garay in 1580. But other than that, the earliest structure that survives is from around 1680.
You write that the Golden Age is actually from 1880 to 1920.
Right. It's quite rare to find anything there from before, say, 1850. Sort of like New York.